Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:13 on your Black Friday. Getting text messages from people who are out and about who say the streets are empty. They don't see big crowds at the malls or the stores, and it just does not look like Black Friday out there this morning. Now, I came into work before 4 a.m., and normally on my way in on Black Friday, I do see people at the big electronics stores and the big box stores and stuff like that camped out or lined up waiting for those doorbuster deals and waiting to get in and spend that money. And I didn't see many people out that dark and early this morning either, but all of that comes with the caveat that people are expected to spend more this year than ever before for the holidays. Don McVay is the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Are you seeing crowds out and about today, despite the fact that we're expecting this to be a record sales year and that people are going to be spending more money than ever before, right?
Yeah, I think that is the goal. But I think you have people who are, still spending time with family. I think you have stores that will be opening, local stores that will be opening a little later, not the super early morning like the big box. And we sure hope that people are saving their money and looking to spend their money with local mom and pop shops over those big box retailers.
You know, Small Business Saturday has been a wild success over the last several years. It really has been a great tool to remind people that our local businesses are the heartbeat of our community, and without them, we would be in a world of hurt. So save some of your money and be sure to spend it with mom and pops and local retailers. That message has gotten out, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, it started back in 2010. American Express started it as a way to get the economy going after the Great Recession. And, you know, it's really just caught on, and it just makes a lot of sense, right? A lot of people realize that whenever you spend money locally, it stays in the economy. The estimates are about 67 cents of every dollar you spend at a local shop stays in the local community, as opposed to going back to some corporation outside of the state. And so, look, that's a positive thing right out the gate. And then the multiplier effect of that with the people who work there, the jobs that small business owners are able to create, and, and the goodwill in the community. You know, we're finally getting back to having, you know, those football programs and those school fundraisers and all of those things that keep our communities going across the state. And, you know, a lot of times we look to a local small business or a retailer or restaurateur who, you know, we love. They're our favorite spots, but we go and ask them, hey, can you give a gift card? Can you give something for an auction? Can you buy an ad? And, you know, that's the fabric of every community. And, you know, we need to remember that those people are the ones that are hurting the most now more than ever, still trying to recover given the supply chain issues, given the labor shortage, and we need to be sure we're out there supporting them to be sure they get over this hump.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because when you go shopping on this Small Business Saturday tomorrow, you may need to bring a little more patience with you, because we know that employers have had a rough time finding enough workers to fill their stores and to run their businesses. And we know that the supply chain shortages have meant that they're always waiting on a truck. No, we're waiting on the truck. We're waiting on the delivery. We're waiting for that stuff to come in. So they're facing unprecedented challenges, And I think we all need to be a little understanding of that. While customer service is obviously extremely important, some of these businesses are finding it very difficult to deliver their normal level of customer service just because they don't have enough workers and enough inventory.
Yeah, they will. I mean, that, you said it all. We have got to, you know, the patience piece is a big one for small business owners because, you know, they thrive off of customer service, right? I mean, every store does. But, you know, if you have a bad experience at a small business and, you know, and you may not want to go back or you may tell folks about it, right? So it'll have a bigger impact than it would if it were a big business. And so we have our owners reporting that they are working in their stores more than ever, that they're the ones in the shops because of the labor shortage. So yeah, patience is going to be important, and you know, and just remembering that, you know, at the end of the day, it's the holiday season, right? We need to be a little patient anyway with one another, and everybody. I think sometimes we forget that, but yeah, lines may be there. There may not have exactly what you want, and you know, but like our members tell us all the time, they're doing everything they can to keep their customers happy. And that means a lot of times just, hey, do you have whatever? And they may not know there's a demand for it. You know, you've got grocery store owners, you've got restaurateurs who've had to adjust what they have on their shelves, what they're serving on their menus, you know, and it all, you know, it all kind of is an adjustment, but our guys, those mom and pop shops, they're the ones who can pivot and make it happen and adjust. And they've really learned that in the past 18, 20 months with COVID. And here they are now on the verge of, you know, what they usually have is a strong fourth quarter for retail and restaurants is a very important way to finish out the year. So, you know, that's the other issue is that, you know, they're facing on, you know, they really want to have a strong fourth quarter. And the fact that they've had these supply chain issues and the labor shortages has affected things.
Yeah, we've seen.
And just know that the prices may be a little bit higher. You know, we have about 80% of our, about 69% of our members are telling us that they have had to increase prices somewhat, but the increase has only been about 5%. They've tried to keep it low and they've tried to keep it away from the increase for as long as possible. But members are telling us that they're starting to have to just part of doing business, kind of start to raise prices. So
yeah, and some have had to close a couple of days a week that they didn't normally close, or they'll limit their hours because they don't have enough people to stay open as late or open as early. But they're still there, and they're still trying. And I think a lot of them have had to have a bigger digital presence at a time like this, where they're taking more of their orders online, or at least allowing people to browse inventory online or do more with their online components than they've had to do in the past.
Yes, and that's such a huge component because, you know, we do live in a digital world now. We do live in a world consumed by social media in a lot of regards. And, you know, prior to COVID, a lot of small business owners may have had an Instagram or may have had a little, you know, one page website, but now they have really built those out because they knew at that point that it was going to be sink or swim. They've been trying to get on board with competing in the retail economy online. And, you know, this past year alone, it was a $200 billion jump in online sales on the retail side.
Wow.
Exactly. And I mean, obviously we know that because of COVID, but you know, when that happened and folks had to shut down and had only one way to communicate with their customers, you know, they really stepped up to the plate, took some investment, but you know, there was PPP out there. There were the different avenues to, you know, to help these small business owners who were doing well, you know? And so it was like, okay, how do we do this? And we saw them get online. We saw them build out their websites and build out their social media presence. And so, yeah, we encourage people definitely to get online and let people know where you're shopping, what small business, you know, you're shopping at or what small business you're eating at and share it. You know, we're in that age, share what you're doing. So, you know, and it's effective because people might see something they like on somebody else's page, but it's been really helpful for the small business owners who have built it out. And, you know, and I think that today and this weekend, you know, and actually on Small Business Saturday tomorrow, you're going to see a lot of folks just using the whole weekend to say, hey, look, don't forget to shop with us, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially
now in the wake of the hurricane, in the midst of the pandemic and so many challenges that have been facing, particularly our small business owners. Please save some of your budget for shopping locally, whether you do it tomorrow on Small Business Saturday or at any point during the holiday season. Remember that our local vendors, our local shops, our local business owners have some unique treasures that you may not be able to find elsewhere, and it's worth spending some of your money there.
That's absolutely right. We really appreciate it.
You know, we talked, and I know you've been on with us so many times throughout this pandemic, about the predictions about how many businesses would not be able to survive the pandemic. And we've heard about some of our favorite restaurants, some of the best stores in town, having closed and not reopened as a result of the pandemic. How are we looking numbers-wise in terms of the percentages of locally owned small businesses that have, to this point anyway, survived the pandemic and come back from the hurricane?
Well, you know, we don't have any hard numbers at this point. I think we're still at a point where the last survey we did of our members, you know, we've been getting a constant feedback. We've done surveys. I think we're at number 20 since the COVID pandemic began. And, you know, it's been asking them things that, you know, what's happening on the ground. So we kind of get some real time feedback. You know, at this point, we haven't had a chance to really evaluate just how many members we've lost due to it. Because, you know, we've really still been in it, especially nationally. In some areas are still experiencing shutdowns and mandates. And so, you know, in Louisiana, we are fortunate that we've finally gotten out on the other side of the restrictions, which has opened things up. You've seen people return to the workforce. We've got, you know, unemployment's coming down. We are, our folks are reporting that people are coming in, you know, not back to pre-pandemic levels, but people are coming in to apply for jobs. That's very positive. The biggest challenge lately has been, you know, retention, getting them to stay. So and stay working. So that's been hard. You know, we talk about that a lot of times with small business owners, you know, and that's why you see so many of the actual owners in the stores working. You have them there because they can't, you know, they don't have enough employees, or they still are trying to train folks, you know. And that's one of the biggest challenges, that turnover for a small business owner is difficult because it just costs them more in manpower and training hours and that kind of thing. So, you know, we really feel like folks are seeing the light. The last survey we had showed them feeling like it was getting better. Sales were starting to return to pre-pandemic levels, so that was good. But that they still saw challenges in the next 3 to 5 months. And so we really kind of hope that once they get on the other side of this, you know, and start the new year of this quarter and start the new year, optimism will pick back up. One of the things we always talk about as it relates to small business owner optimism is what's going on in D.C. Whenever things are happening in D.C. as it relates to passing legislation that could result in tax increases for them or bad policy for them, you start to see that optimism go down. And that's what we've kind of seen the past couple of months. But luckily they seem to be in a stalemate in D.C., so that makes our members feel better.
They're getting nothing done in D.C., and that's good news for small businesses who don't want to pay higher taxes. Dawn, thank you so much for taking out some time on this Black Friday to join us. I hope you and yours had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and it's a magnificent holiday season. Thank you so much.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Dawn McVeigh, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses here on WWL. Let's hope that we see spending surge for our local folks and that they are able to turn that corner and have a bright end to this year and a fantastic 2022 ahead. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.